Ask Alex today, should Gracie feel obligated to be friends with this guy she's talked with for the past 7 years? She was 10 when she started out connecting with this guy. He reached out to her, of course, on Xbox Live, and now at 17, he's saying, you're kind of my only person I could talk to. I have nobody else. I'm suicidal, and it's a lot to handle.
Yeah, Gracie feels like she's obligated to be his friend, and if she doesn't, even though she doesn't really want to be, then he's going to hurt himself.
All right, Gracie's there. Let's get somebody else to talk. Mary, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you actually have been in a similar situation.
I was related to somebody on the other side, so it was actually the guy who was on Xbox Live and reaching out to other people, and he didn't really have friends in real life.
Oh, really? Okay, great. So what do you think Gracie should do?
I really think Gracie should cut it off, because what wound up happening with him was that he was addicted and addicted to drugs, you know, and like what actually happened to him was he got further away with the other girl, and he actually went and met her, and she kept on making excuses to not see him and started texting him saying that, you know, I'm busy with my mom, I have to do this, and just basically just blowing him off, and he drove really far to go see her.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, after that, you know, things just went downhill. He, like, basically overdosed that same night. And so, like, I'm just saying for her to just cut it off. You don't want that on your hands at all. Don't let it get any further than what it is. You know, it's his life. You don't want anything to do with it.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's told me before that he wants to come to Indiana. But I haven't given him my address or anything like that.
I will strongly suggest for you to just cut it off. Don't even give him your address. Don't do anything like that.
Mary, thank you for sharing such a personal story today. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Carrie now. Carrie, are you a counselor or have any knowledge?
Yeah, actually, I specialize in suicidal ideation and self-harm.
Ooh.
And there's been a couple of callers that have called in and said, like, he might be, like, manipulating, or if he wanted to kill himself, he would actually just do it. That's actually a common misconception, and that's not true.
Okay.
So he doesn't, he probably really doesn't want to kill himself, but is just struggling with a lot of severe depression.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, Gracie goes, she doesn't have any responsibility to this guy because she doesn't know him, like, in person.
Right, right, okay.
But, yeah, so the best she could do is to offer him the suicide helpline. I actually used to work for the suicide helpline. But the best she could do is reach out, give him the numbers, and she can still be a friend and support him. But if she continues to, like, talk to him, she's just going to get sucked in. And that's common for her to feel, like, guilty, but she has no responsibility for him at all.
So Gracie gets the suicide hotline number.
Which, by the way, if you need it or you know someone that needs it, is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. They're available 24 hours a day, every day.
Or just listen to the Logic song. It'll be on there, too.
Yeah. And there's also a suicide text line that not a lot of people know about. It's 741-741. And they can text help, talk. Just text any word to that number. And a lot of teens and stuff are more comfortable with texting, so that text line was actually developed.
Gracie,
as well.
What about if Gracie, like, pretends like she's giving him her number? Like, she's like, because he keeps begging her to talk and stuff, and then instead gives him, like, that, the suicide prevention hotline number.
That's like a wrong number. You don't want to do that.
Well, I don't know. Then he'll just automatically be online with one of those operators.
Wait, you have a 1-800 number?
He may not know. He's 17.
I would recommend it.
Oh, yeah. Gracie says she thinks he'll take that as betrayal.
Yeah.
So does she just give, how does she end this, though? Like, let's say she gives him the number, say, hey, this, you should call this number or text this number, and then does she just delete him then? How does she end this?
I think we can all agree she first needs to tell her parents what's going on. But then after that, since you're a counselor and you're, like, really, you know your stuff on this, what should she do after that?
I would just let him know that, like, she's sorry that he's going through this and that she can be here to support him as a friend, but that's where, like, their friendship ends because they don't know each other, you know, in person. And I would venture to say that he is not really alone. He does have people around him.
Gotcha.
That he is probably also talking to. A misconception is people that are suicidal, like, keep it in and they don't tell anyone, but that's not true. That they actually tell a lot of people, and reach out for help. It's the people around them that miss those cues.
Those signs, definitely. Hey, Carrie, thank you for calling in today. And Gracie, I know, you know, this is going to be tough being a young 17-year-old calling in and writing for Ask Alex, but hopefully you can take some of that advice and move forward.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. Yeah, I mean, I do plan on talking to my parents. And then going from there, I will tell him about the suicide line and all that.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank
well,
you.
We wish you luck, Gracie.